All right. As far as the injuries go, Jamal is in the MRI unit now. Nothing has changed from what I mentioned yesterday. We'll just get clarification today on exactly what it is, whether it's the ACL or not. So there were some good things in the game. There were some things we definitely need to work on. And so we'll go back and we'll do that as we enter this week. I felt the same way after I looked at the tape that I felt after the game. When given opportunities to make plays, we need to make plays. That's part of this game. And, so you go back and you evaluate yourself as a coach, that you're giving the players an opportunity to do that. And then once given the opportunity, that the players, that they're making plays when given that opportunity. So that's what's real. And I know we've got good talent here. I know we have good coaches. We need to get over this hump and work our way through this. There's got to be a sense of urgency that takes place to get that done. And I trust that we'll get that part done. Time's yours.
Andy, assuming it is a long-term thing for Jamal Charles, do you guys have to have three, or can you get by with what you got on the 53 right now at that spot?
Yeah, D'Anthony's got running back possibility there too, so an experience. And then we've got Spencer Ware on the practice squad, who we know can play both tailback and fullback. So we'll look in-house first before we go outside. I know John, I haven't met with him today. He's got workouts going on with other positions. So, I'll talk to him later today and see what his thoughts are. But we normally just look in-house first and go from there.
I was going to ask about Spencer Ware. I mean, do you think he's a guy who could help you guys out maybe in some spots?
Yeah, he's worked very hard, at getting himself in that position. We thought he had a good preseason and training camp. He had an opportunity to play both spots, which makes him – valuable, obviously. That's why we kept him. He's got good hands, good blocker. So,
that maybe ability to play both spots. Does he give you something as a running back that maybe those other two guys don't?
Well, all three would be different if that were the case. I mentioned before we have a lot of trust in Nile, and he's different though than what Jamal was and what 35 is. So they're 25 and 35 were closer together than what Nile was as far as the quick, the feet and the dancing and all that stuff, where Nile is going to pound you, and he's got real good speed to go with that. And I think, when you look at Spencer, he's probably got a combination of that, the two. So he can play a power game, but he's also got enough elusiveness there.
How difficult is it, Andy, to take an offense that kind of revolves around these skills that Jamal has and does everything so well, and then tailor it to the different strengths of those three guys you mentioned? How difficult is that to make that work when you got to switch stuff up?
Yeah, well, listen, you're not going to replace Jamal. He's one of the best, really, when it's all said and done, would be one of the best in the history of the game. So that's not how you go about it. You do just what you're saying. Either you find out and exploit the strengths of those other players, and that's a challenge as a coach to make sure you're putting them in a good position to do that. And we've had some success at that position doing that. Niles had some big games for us here, when he's been called on. And then Sherkandrick is getting better every week, so we can surely move forward. I mean, that's and still be successful there.
What kind of role will the strengths of the offensive line and what those guys do well up front play in who ends up getting the reps?
Yeah, again, we've got to continue to grow there. We did a pretty good job with the run game yesterday. I think we've done a pretty good job with the run game as we've gone through. We've got to keep picking our game up. We've got room to grow. We're a young group, and every week they're learning something new as they go out there, and that they can take away from the game and make them better for the next one.
Again, about the Lions, this is a group that can that can pound you a little bit? Like, do you feel like they can do some of the man and gap blocking and some of the stuff that, you know, if you want to go downhill, you know?
Yeah, if you want to go downhill, Niles is a good one to go downhill with. That's one thing he can do. He's, you know, it's not a secret to the National Football League because he's done it. He's a one-cut guy, and he's gonna bring all 225 pounds with him. So.
Talked a minute ago about everybody needing a sense of urgency to get this thing turned around. Has that been missing up to this point, do you feel like?
I think it can be better. Yeah, I think that can be better.
How could it be better? What could anybody be doing?
We all need to pick it up. You know, you gotta raise the level, man. And you gotta do it like right now. So it and that's how it works. When you're 1-4, that's how it works.
Jamal's a guy who obviously loves football and loves the game. It means a lot to him. So did you talk to him today or yesterday? So what was the message?
I talked to him yesterday. Jamal, you're saying? Yeah. So I talked to Jamal yesterday, and he's obviously down, but he's positive about coming back and getting himself back. That's where his energy will be directed now, getting through the surgery and getting himself back to where he can play. And that's where it should be. I mean, he's not a selfish guy. He feels like he let the team down some way, but that's not the case at all. He's the other guys will step up and pick up for where he left off.
Just knowing the kind of guy he is, what gives you hope that he can come back 100% from this?
Yeah, he's an amazing guy that way. So he's one of those rare athletes, I think, that you have an opportunity to coach. They're genetically and mentally strong, and they can do things that most people can't do when it comes to their profession.
I know you said that the MRI is being done right now. Have they given you a best case, worst case scenario to give you so you can plan?
Well, the worst case would be that the ACL is torn. I mean, that's probably the direction it's going. I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it now, not being a pessimist, but I'm just from the studies that they were – or the tests they do on him. The best possible scenario that it isn't and that he can be back and playing.
And you've been doing this a long time, so when a team suffers a big injury to a key guy like that in a game, just like last year with Tennessee City, is it on the players to pull themselves out of it mentally? Or can you as a coach do something during the game to get them going? I mean, who does that fall on?
Well, listen, we're all in it together. There's no fingers pointed. That's what I mentioned yesterday. Does it hurt to have Jamal get hurt and watch him limp off the field? Yeah. At the same time, you're not going to allow that to have the field goal be blocked that puts you ahead and has an opportunity to put a nice kibosh on the game there and make it a long road for that team to come back to. So that I don't think that shouldn't have that effect on it. The reality is you block and you tackle, you do those things, and you go about doing your business.
Obviously, everybody looks to the quarterback as is the guy on the team to kind of bring everybody together. How would you evaluate how Alex Smith's done to this point in the season with what you guys want?
Yeah, listen, he's done some good things. Are there some things he needs to get better at? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. He'll do that. He's going to keep working. That's how we roll.
He was unusually inaccurate yesterday. Lots of high balls. Was there any reason for that?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, no. I mean, there's no injury. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, that's not what it is. No.
A couple more, guys.
Andy, when you're in a hole like this, wonderful to start the year, well, the next few weeks kind of make it easy to see the guys who really love football and who kind of deserves to be on this team going forward. So can you, like, use this as an opportunity to evaluate some stuff going forward, who loves the game?
Yeah, listen, you use training camp that way. You use the off-season program that way. That's why we work so hard during training camp. You find out who, who loves the game and is willing to push themselves through. This is a time that you're obviously your character is going to be tested, right? So, I mean, there are not a lot of people that are patting you on the back and saying how good you're doing. And so you got to reach a little deeper and pull together. And good things can happen when guys do that.
Well, yeah, one more thing. I know you value consistency. Like, you know that's important in an organization. So when it comes to making, like, big decisions, like staff changes or quarterback change during the season, what kind of stuff do you need to see before you pull a trigger on something big like that? You know what I mean? Like, what do you have to see to do it?
Yeah, well, I bank on a couple years of experience, and I've seen a few things, so that's what I would bank on.